A red-haired woman, Columbia, holds a lit torch in her right hand and is draped in a blue robe. Words appear. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. On a black background, words appear. Columbia Pictures presents a Douglas Wick and Franklin Waterman production. A film by Rob Minkoff.
It's today!
A small blonde boy wearing glasses dashes out of his room.
It's today!
And jumps on his parents' bed.
It's today!
It's always today, George.
I mean, this is the day.
That's right.
Can't I come?
You have to go to school, George.
Will he be here when I get home?
I think so.
I'm gonna play ball with him. I'm gonna wrestle with him. Teach him how to spin.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Props.
How will you know if you're picking the right one?
I don't know.
We'll just know.
Yeah. Bye, sweetie.
George gets on the school bus wearing a yellow backpack and leans out the window.
Remember, I want a little brother, not a big brother.
A plaque reads New York City, Public Orphanage Number 3.
We've been through your paperwork and everything seems to be in order. Adoption isn't for everyone, but you seem like the kind of people with plenty of love to share. So, how are you feeling?
Oh, goodness, we're
tingling
with anticipation.
Oh, recess. Time for you to meet them. Feel free to walk around. They're quite used to having strangers here.
Thank you.
The couple leaves Mrs. Keeper's office, where file cabinets fill one wall.
Oh, lovely people.
They enter a dormitory where children in uniform play. They look around and exchange a glance. A brown leather ball rolls to her feet. She hands it to a curly red-haired boy. He takes it and dribbles into a group of skipping girls. They drop onto a bench.
Oh, Frederick, look at them. How could we possibly...
Shoes, I know. They all seem so...
Wonderful.
You know what's wonderful? What's wonderful is how you both know what the other one is going to say before you even say it. Not that it's any of my business.
Between the couple is a white mouse.
Yes, well, that happens when you've been together as long as we have.
For being a family.
Family. Wow. Well, for family, you've certainly come to the right place.
The mouse climbs the bench back.
I think we can find just what you're looking for.
You know, if you want a girl, Susan can read French. And Edith over there can tap dance while blowing bubbles. Or maybe you wanted a boy.
Actually, I think we were leaning towards a boy.
Well, in that case, Benny can do handstands. And Andy can run 100 yards faster than you can say, ready, set, go.
You certainly know a lot about everyone, don't you?
Well, that's what happens when you've been here as long as I have.
He puts his tiny book away.
I mean, let's face it, not everyone wants to adopt someone like me. You shouldn't worry about choosing. It happens the same way every time. First, you won't know what to do, you'll be a little bit scared. Then you'll meet one of them. You'll talk to him. And somehow, you just know.
They look into each other's eyes. The mouse leans against a globe.
Ah!
It spins, he falls, and pops back up.
Are you quite certain you're prepared to handle his uniqueness?
Oh, my, yes. Yes, his uniqueness is a perfect fit for the Little family.
Perfect.
Mrs. Keeper removes her cat's eye glasses.
Mr. and Mrs. Little, we try to discourage couples from adopting children outside their own...
The Littles lean forward.
...species. It rarely works out.
Well, it will in this case.
In a typewriter is an adoption form. New name, Stuart Little. Words appear in red, Stuart Little. Adoptive mother, Mrs. Little. In red, starring Gina Davis. Adoptive father, Mr. Little. In red, Hugh Laurie. Adoptive sibling, George Little. In red, and Jonathan Lipnicki.
A very special guy.
The orphans spill out of the building and wave to Stuart, who waves back from the rear window of a yellow cab. Casting by Deborah Zane.
Oh, I'm so lonely.
So, what do I call you?
Mom?
And Dad.
And we haven't told you the best news of all. You have a brother.
Named George.
A brother? What do I call him?
George.
Senior Visual Effects Supervisor, John Dykstra. Music composed and conducted by Alan Silvestri. Editor, Tom Finan. Costume designer, Joseph Poro. Production designer, Bill Brzezinski. Director of Photography, Guillermo Navarro. Executive producers, Jeff Franklin and Steve Waterman. Executive producer, Jason Clark. Based on the book by E.B. White. Screenplay by M. Night Shyamalan and Greg Brooker. Produced by Douglas Wick. Directed by Rob Minkoff. An ivy-covered two-story house is nestled between two skyscrapers.
Well, Stuart, here we are, a family home.
They say every little in the world can find this house.
Even if they've never been here before.
It's just something inside them.
Stuart, wearing red tennis shoes and plaid jacket, enters lugging his leather suitcase.
Something inside.
So, would you like a tour?
I don't have any money.
That's Uncle Crenshaw, Cousin Edgar, Grandpa Spencer, that's Aunt Beatrice, and that's George, your brother.
Look, he's already happy to see me.
It's a picture of George smiling.
Well, that's just about everybody, except for...
Whoa. Snowbell! Drop him right now!
You spit Stuart out this instant, Snowbell. Spit him right out.
A fluffy white cat spits out Stuart.
Stuart, you all right?
Wait.
Stuart hugs his tail.
I'm fine.
You must never harm Stuart, you understand?
Never, or out you'll go, Mr. Snow.
Stuart is one of the family now. We do not eat family members.
Mom, Dad, I'm home! Is he here? Is my brother here?
He certainly is.
Where is he?
He's here. Stuart, this is George. George, this is Stuart, your new brother.
No, really.
Really, George? This is your new brother?
Stuart smiles and waves.
You look somewhat like a mouse.
Yeah, well, I am somewhat like a mouse.
I see. I have to go.
They watch George leave through a door covered in green striped wallpaper that matches the room. Stuart winces and swallows hard.
Is it just me, or did he seem a little disappointed?
He's always a little tired after school.
Perks up around dinner time. Mm.
Stuart clutches his hands and blinks. At the dinner table.
Mmm. Meatloaf is delicious, dear.
Cajun. Shall we get to know each other a little? George? Don't you have anything you want to ask Stuart?
Sure, George. Go ahead. I'm an open book. Ask me anything. The first thing that pops into your head.
Can you pass the gravy?
Stuart eyes the full gravy boat. Mm-hmm. George plays.
Don't stop, George. We can all play together.
But it's broken.
Oh, is that key stuck again? Here, let's give it a try.
Maybe I can help. I do have the innate ability to squeeze into small rodent-like spaces.
Sure.
Frederick opens the lid of the upright piano. Stuart jumps inside.
Stuart?
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Oh, there it is. I see it. Try it now.
Go ahead, George.
The littles play as George watches.
Heart and soul, I beg to be adored.
Lost control and stumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon.
Stuart accompanies from inside. Stomps out.
Your new bedroom, Stuart.
We hope you like it.
Sure is roomy.
He smooths the sheets in a twin-size bed. She kisses him.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, son.
Good night, sweetie.
Mrs. Little turns out the light. Stuart settles into the pillow, arms behind his head. Snowbell enters, preceded by his shadow. He springs onto the bed.
Nice kitty, pretty kitty.
Are you cozy?
Yes, thanks. I'm quite comfortable.
Because all I've got to sleep on is a rag in the corner, you little rat.
You seem tense.
Tense? Oh, I'm way past tense.
Well, maybe I can help. What do you like? Can I scratch your ears? I could rub your tummy.
How'd you like to rub it from the inside, mouse boy?
Sorry, I'm a little confused. I thought that's what you do with a pet.
A pet? I am not your pet. I'm a cat. You're a mouse. You should be living in a hole. This is my family.
Can't we share them?
Read my furry pink lips. No. I can't believe this. I'm arguing with lunch. And stay away from the windows.
The other cats find out about this. I'm ruined.
Oh, I gotta relax. Where's my tinkle ball?
Snowbell leaps from the open window. The next morning.
George, time to get up.
Okay, Mom.
Stuart, you too.
Okay, Mom.
George crosses the hall. Stuart opens his door. George, then Stuart, enter the bathroom. George climbs a step stool and inspects himself in the mirror. Stuart climbs a ladder to his smaller sink. George brushes his teeth. Stuart does the same. George gargles and spits. Stuart does likewise. They admire their teeth.
Uh-huh.
George, I'm trying to get the laundry started.
Okay.
George drops his pajamas on the unnoticed Stuart.
Oh. In the laundry chute, please.
Okay.
George gathers the bundle and drops it down the chute where it lands in a basket.
Oh. Thank you.
Mrs. Little grabs the basket and empties it into the front-loading washing machine. Ah. She turns it on. It starts to fill.
Oh, dear.
Mom! Hello, Mom! It's Stuart. I'm in the washing machine, Mom! Hello, Mom!
She cocks her head.
Where are you going?
She leaves the laundry room and opens the front door.
What is?
I thought someone was at the door.
You look beautiful, dear.
Honey, should we talk to George before you go?
About what?
About Stuart. He hasn't exactly embraced the situation. Snowbell! Thank goodness you're here! Do you believe this? I'm locked in the washer! Can you help me? Can you turn this thing off?
Why would I turn it off? It's my favorite show.
That's funny! Snowbell! You can't leave me!
Talk to the butt!
Snowbell, where are you going?
Oh, I've got to stare at traffic, yawn, lick myself. And believe me, that could take hours if you do it right. Ciao!
At the front door.
Are you sure that Stuart is happy here?
Oh, he's having the time of his life. Help! Somebody, please help me!
Mrs. Little watches Frederick walk down the street.
Hi, Stuart.
Stuart floats in the water.
Stuart!
Okay, Mom.
He belches a soap bubble and collapses. His left foot twitches. In Stuart's room, a doctor reads a thermometer.
Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, lad, that's nice. Swallowing all that detergent. Amazingly, I think he's going to be fine. Also, he's very clean. Yeah.
Frederick leafs through a songbook.
Well, this one will certainly have to go.
Three blind mice.
Cut off their tails with a carving knife. How are the boys?
Both asleep. Oh.
What?
Well, he ate all his soup.
Oh, good for him.
Darling, what can we do to make Stuart feel more welcome?
A gift basket of assorted cheeses.
Let's have a party.
Now?
This week. Let's invite the relatives over to meet Stuart.
Huh, our new son. That's a wonderful idea.
Yes, we'll take him shopping. Get him a whole new wardrobe.
Excellent. There you go.
A yellow cab stops in front of a store. The Littles get out.
Come on, George. This will be fun.
I don't want to go shopping with Stuart.
George?
Oh, maybe you should
talk to him. You're right.
Frederick joins George at the store window.
So, George, I wanted to talk to you about Stuart. I just want you to know that if you and he were to spend some real time together, you know, brother time.
Look at that one.
A purple-sailed schooner bobs in paper water.
Oh, come on, George. You have a boat. Beautiful one.
It's not finished.
Well, you better get moving. The race is soon.
So?
Don't you want to race your boat, George?
I'm not so good at the racing part.
So what? It doesn't matter about winning. You try like heck and you have fun.
Is it fun to finish last?
Frederick looks down. Inside the store.
Something formal, I should think. I'm not sure of the fabric, but it should breathe. He does tend to burrow and climb and generally scurry about.
Well, I'm sure we can find something to suit your particular need.
The clerk displays fashion dolls.
Here we have Barbados Ben.
Ooh.
Chef Ben. Huh. Lumberjack Ben. Hmm. And of course, Gladiator Ben.
Yes. Does Ben always dress like this?
No, madam. There are many moods of Ben, and it all depends on the occasion.
Well, what if the occasion were a simple family party?
I think I have just the thing.
There they are.
George moves away.
George?
Shopping?
Stuart, everything all right in there?
Don't come in.
Stuart models a blue blazer.
How do I look?
Fantastic. I hardly recognize you.
Very smart.
And you look just like a little.
I do? Whew, good. I was worried I was going to look just like Ben.
At the Littles. Relatives enter carrying wrapped packages.
Crenshaw! Frederick! Little high, little low! Little high, little low!
Frederick hugs Uncle Crenshaw.
Yes, where is my new nephew?
Oh, the little family's getting bigger and bigger.
Stuart watches from the landing.
Boy.
New nephew.
That's a lot of littles.
Uncle Crenshaw!
There's my favorite little nephew.
Oh, you can't say that anymore, Crenshaw.
Oh. That's right. Now we have two favorite little nephews.
That's right. Where is the man?
Yes, he has a lot of gifts to open.
Uh-huh. Are any of those for me?
You see, George,
we thought that later...
Attention, everybody. We'd like to introduce you to someone.
This is Stuart.
They look down at Stuart, who stands on the bottom stair. Together, the relatives drop their heads.
Hello, everyone.
They stare open-mouthed.
He's,
adorable! Adorable!
Yeah, that's right. Adorable, yeah. Couldn't think of the word.
Oh, look at that.
It's a blue bowling ball.
Is it real smelling?
Oh, those are the best kind.
Well, you know what they say. If it ain't smelling,
it ain't bowling.
Look at here, Stuart. Climb on up here, son. Plant your caboose right up here.
An uncle pats a red bike seat. Stuart hops up and strains to reach the handlebars.
He may have to grow into it.
I think he's grown a little since we've been here. Yep.
That's what happened to me. One summer, I just shot right up.
May I say something? In the orphanage, we used to tell fairy tales of finding our families and having a party like this. A party with cakes and presents and all varieties of meatloaf. A party with a big family who came from far away just to wish us well. I don't know much about families. This must be the nicest family in the world, I think. So I just wanted to thank each of you. Because now I know. Fairy tales are real.
Fairy tales are real? Oy. I think I'm going to cough up a furball.
And now it's time for the best present of all. It's something for you and George. George?
Hey, you understand this story?
This is something that gave your father and me hours of enjoyment when we were young brothers, just like you and Stuart. This ball belonged to your great-great-grandfather, Jedediah Little.
Crenshaw hands George a battered brown leather baseball.
Remember, Frederick, those long summer days playing catch? George, why don't you take your brother outside and toss around the old horse hide? Yeah, what do you say, George? You ready?
Are you all nuts? Bicycles and bowling balls? How's he going to toss a baseball? How is he going to do any of those things? He's not my brother. He's a mouse.
Time to go.
Yes.
Good idea.
Thanks a lot.
Stuart is crestfallen. Frederick cleans up.
What, darling?
Oh, I was just wondering if...
The party was a horrible mistake.
No. If there was any cake left.
Cake. Huh. That's what I was thinking, too. Cake. Maybe you should...
Talk to George?
Check the refrigerator.
Eleanor. What if we're just...
Horrible parents?
I was going to say slightly overreacting.
Frederick, we're turning into strangers.
They embrace. in Stuart's room. Snowbell enters.
Ooh, the way he just came right out and said it. He's not my brother. He's a stinking mouse.
You didn't say stinking.
Exactly. He was thinking it.
In Frederick and Eleanor's room.
Ask you something, but you're already asleep.
What did you want to ask us?
About my real family. You know, the ones I look like.
Eleanor raises her hand to her temple.
He hates us.
We've never been hated before.
No. It's not that. It's not that at all. It's just that something's missing. I feel an empty space inside me, and I just want to know what was there before.
You have an empty space. So sad.
Oh, dear. I hope I haven't left you dismayed and disappointed.
No. We don't feel dismayed and disappointed.
Not at all.
Are you sure?
We're certain, Stuart. And if you want us to, we'll find out about your real parents.
Well, good night then.
Stuart slides down the bedspread, stretched across her bent knees.
It's out of the question, and it's against the rules.
In Mrs. Keeper's office.
Besides, it's very hard to track mouse families. They're not very good with paperwork.
But he has an empty space.
Are there problems with Stuart?
No, not at all.
There's been a few...
Difficulties?
Well, like the cat trying to eat him when we first brought him home.
He spat the boy right out, of course, in one heck of a jiffy.
Yeah.
Mrs. Keeper, he wants to know about his family. You know, any child would have questions about that.
Yes.
In the Little's house, Stuart in a blue sweater and brown pants approaches Snowbell, who is eating.
Hey, Snow. I know that you and I got off on the wrong paw, and I just wanted to see if we could start off fresh. You know? Clean slate. What do you say? Want to be friends?
No.
Okay, then.
He's playing with my head. He's trying to psych me out. Sick little rodent.
Hey, Snow, let me in. I'm starving. What's in the dish today?
Food, Monty the mouth. If he sees Stuart, it'll be all over the neighborhood.
Come on, let me in.
Go away. There's no food here.
Please.
Shoo.
Monty comes through the cat flap.
You know, I'm not picky as long as it ain't meatloaf. That stuff gives me gas. Something awful.
Sorry. It's meatloaf.
Well, beggars can't be choosers. Load me up and light a match.
Oh, no, Monty, stop. You don't want to do that.
Why? I eat out of garbage cans, drink out of public toilets. Lick a little gas is going to bother me.
No, wait, don't. Oh, great. What am I going to tell him now?
Stuart is hidden.
Monty, I can explain.
Explain what?
Explain that you should stuff your face.
Oh, thanks.
Behind Monty, Stuart takes a box of crackers.
Gee, Monty, I don't want to rush you, but you really have to leave. The Littles are due back any minute, and you know they don't like strange cats in the house. Not that you're strange.
Hey, Snow, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
You know, you're the one acting strange. What is it, worms, fleas? Yeah, you look pale. Jeez. Maybe you should see a vet.
A vet? What a swell idea. Do you know anybody? I'm not so happy with mine. He makes us wait, and his hands are always cold.
A swinging door.
What was that?
What was that what?
What was that? What?
Huh?
Well, I hate to eat and run.
No, please. By all means, run. Run like the wind. Whoa! Phew. That was gross.
Hey, Snow, I almost forgot to thank you. Sorry.
okay.
Monty sees Stuart's legs and tail sticking out of the box of fish crackers.
What the?
Oh, no.
Monty jumps onto the counter and knocks over the box.
Oh, my pants.
Say, they're really putting some wild prizes in there, huh, Monty?
He licks his lips. Huh? Stuart freezes and turns around.
Oh, hello. You must be a friend of Snowbell's. I'm Stuart.
Aren't you gonna run?
Why?
'Cause you're a mouse?
I'm not just a mouse. I'm also a member of this family.
Oh.
A mouse with a pet cat.
A mouse with a pet cat! I guess that is pretty funny.
Pretty funny?! I'm gonna wet my fur! A mouse with a pet cat! Your new little master! Wait till the boys hear about this!
Oh, the humiliation!
I'm gonna kill you!
Oh, dear!
Stuart jumps off the counter and runs down the hall.
Come back here!
Snowbell gives chase. In the laundry room, Stuart scales a shirt onto the ironing board. Snowbell leaps onto the end, catapulting Stuart into the wall. He slides and falls onto a trash can lid. Snowbell pounces. Stuart dives off, lands on the pedal, raising the lid as Snowbell falls inside.
All right, no more Mr. Nice Kitty. You!
Snowbell follows Stuart to see him slip under the green striped door.
Get out of there! You can't go in there! That's George's room! Come back! Come on out! I'm not gonna hurt you! I just wanna show you something. Come on!
Stuart backs off the stair onto a roller skate and lands on his back in a model western town.
Wow.
What are you doing?
I just thought I'd drop in. Did you build all these?
Me and my dad.
Wow, this is incredible. It's like being in a real-life Western.
Howdy, partner. Draw, you lily-livered, yellow-bellied son of a one-eyed prairie dog!
I'm trying to concentrate.
Oh, sorry.
Stuart blows on his fingers and tucks them into his imaginary holster.
Is that a train?
What's it look like, Picklehead?
Can we play with it? Please, 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 please.
As the Santa Fe engine rounds the bend, Stuart is tied to the tracks.
No! Somebody help me! Help! Please, somebody help me!
The train bears down on Stuart. At the last minute, Stuart uncoils his tail and jumps free.
Ta-da! Thank you.
You're crazy.
Thank you.
I have an idea.
A toy garage door opens, revealing a red convertible roadster.
Hop in.
Wow, a roadster.
Go ahead, check it out. What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just... it's the first time I've fit in since I got here.
Stuart adjusts the side mirror and sees a sailboat.
What's that?
Oh, that... that's a wasp.
Wow. She's beautiful.
Yeah, but she's not finished.
When are you gonna finish it?
Well, me and my dad were building her, but I decided to stop.
How come?
I'm too little for a race like that.
Little? You're not little. Well, not to me.
Stuart, you've never seen one of these races. There's hundreds of people there, everybody from school. I mean, what if she lost?
Stuart pulls himself aboard.
Well, at least she'll have been somewhere. Come on, George. What do you say? Let's get started.
You know, I'm not really sure I want a brother.
Oh, How about a friend?
I guess I could always use a friend.
George?
Yes, Dad?
Have you seen Stuart?
He's down here with me.
What are you doing to him?
He's helping me finish the wasp.
That's wonderful, son. That's terrific.
Can't race her like this. Right, George?
Right.
When's the next race?
2 days.
2 days?
We'll be ready.
Well, how about we all go together?
That's a wonderful idea.
That would be great.
All of us together. The whole family.
The whole family.
Snowbell overhears.
I'm telling you, Snowy, this guy can fix anything.
But they're alley cats. They're mean, they're vicious, they're all hopped up on catnip.
Quit being such a scaredy cat. Now, you want to get rid of the mouse or not?
Of course I do.
All right, then. Hey! Hey, Smokey! Smokey, it's me! Me, Monty!
What is it now?
Well, my friend Snowbell here needs a favor.
Snowbell? Now, there's a manly name.
Yeah. You see, sir, I've got this mouse at home I can't eat.
Sensitive stomach?
Oh, no. I can't eat him because he's a member of the family.
A mouse with a pet cat?
Isn't that funny?
Oh. That's not funny. That's sick. A cat can't have a rodent for a master. I mean, what's this world coming to? It's against the laws of nature. Word of this gets out, it'll be bad for cats all over.
So you think you can help me?
Consider it done.
Did you hear that, Monty? Thank you, Mr. Smokey, sir. I'll never forget this, really.
Don't worry, Tinkerbell. I'm all over it.
Tinkerbell! He called me Tinkerbell. You're a funny guy.
Jeez, house cats.
Smokey slinks away.
Are you sure he'll keep this hush-hush?
You kidding? Cat's got his tongue. Kid it? Cat's got his tongue because he's a cat. The cat.
Shut up.
Okay.
Daytime over Central Park.
Ahoy, fellow yachtsmen, and welcome everyone to the 92nd annual Central Park Boat Race. Undoubtedly, model racing's most prestigious event. Children from all over New York gather here every year to see whose boat will prevail. Who will win the race and take home the magnificent trophy? Will it be Siren?
Jack.
James O'Malley.
Stays all back.
Jack.
Rudder.
Jack.
Sail.
Jack.
Third line.
Jack.
Feathering checks.
So, George Stewart, you like a hot dog?
Check.
And from Manhattan, Upper West Side, the Wasp, piloted by George.
Well, everything appears to be in ship shape. But to be on the safe side, I better check the hull for leaks.
Upper East Side, Lillian B. Womrath, piloted by Anton Bartrand.
Oh no, Anton! Gee, George, what did you do? Get that out of a cereal box? I'm glad you're here, George. Someone's got to finish last.
Anton, in a white turtleneck and blue blazer, walks away. The littles return with hot dogs.
I don't like that child.
All set to get underway.
It's time to get those boats in the water and grab your remote.
Stuart, can you get the remote?
Aye, Captain.
Our most recent weather update shows...
As Stuart struggles with the remote control box, George and Frederick place the Wasp in the water.
So, racers, please rig accordingly.
Didn't she look great?
Uh-oh.
Are you okay?
Maybe we should go home.
Why?
I'm not wearing my lucky underwear.
You don't have lucky underwear.
Well, maybe we should get some and then come back for another race.
Stuart staggers under its weight.
George, listen, I know how worried you are about losing. Believe me. But you know what we say? The thing that really matters is to never stop trying, okay?
Okay.
That's the spirit.
Everyone to your places. The race is about to start.
My. Where's Stuart?
Look out, sir!
The unit is crushed.
1 minute to race time, ladies and gentlemen. We have
Stuart.
1 minute. Stuart, what happened? It was completely my fault. I couldn't grip it.
Nice going, Captain Loser.
All set to get underway. We need all boats on the starting line.
George, wait.
Everything will be all right.
No, no.
Maybe we could fix it. Huh? A little glue? Who knows?
This is awful. The first family outing. I ruined everything.
Well, you know, Stuart, these things happen.
But what about George?
Be right back.
Frederick joins Eleanor and George.
One person take home the
George, you know what? Just because we can't be in the race doesn't mean our family outing has to be ruined. I really think...
Oh, boats, marks, ready, and... And the races.
I think we should just go home.
The sails are full, and there's a mouse on the boat.
The little's eyes widen.
No!
Stuart!
Why not?
I don't know how.
The littles rush to the bridge over the yacht basin.
Frederick, I don't like this one bit.
Stuart, your mother doesn't like this one bit.
I'm okay, Mom.
Go, Stuart! Down the mainsail!
What's a mainsail?
Stuart sails the Wasp under the bridge and joins the race. George crawls through the legs of the crowd to the other side of the bridge.
Mom, Stuart!
Gee, George, you all done crying?
Yeah, you all done being a jerk?
No.
Don't worry, George, I won't let you down!
Stuart brings up the rear in a field of 10. Anton's purple-sailed schooner is in the lead.
Oh, Frederick, what if he falls?
Remember, he's quite a fine swimmer.
A small blue and white ketch starts to overtake the schooner. Anton grits his teeth and maneuvers the schooner. The wheel spins and the vessel turns into the ketch and sails over it.
Hey, that's cheating! You can't do that!
Well, I just did.
Stuart passes the debris.
Oh, dear.
A green and white sloop challenges the leader. The schooner barrels into the sloop, sending it crashing into two other ships.
Whoa.
Stuart sails hard to port, skirting the wreckage. Stuart speeds after the leader. Mm-hmm. He bites the wheel as the Wasp comes about. He scurries to starboard, catches his foot in the rigging, and hangs by it over the water.
What is he doing?
I think he's hiking out.
Back on deck, Stuart watches as the Wasp takes an inside position on the schooner around the buoy. They sail neck and neck. The other ships trail behind.
That mouse can swim.
Anton shoves the lever over and steers the schooner toward the Wasp.
Stuart, look out!
The schooner moves alongside and rams the Wasp. Water surges over its deck. The mast of the Wasp catches in the schooner's rigging.
That can't be good.
Look at that stupid mouse did to my sail.
He's not a stupid mouse.
You're right. He's a stupid rat.
George pulls him to the ground. Stuart climbs the mast.
Hey, hey, hey!
Frederick pulls George off Anton.
George!
Stuart is at the top of the mast. The Wasp takes on water.
Stuart!
Stuart bites through the rigging, freeing the Wasp. He sways at the top of the mast.
wrong? What's happening?
The unresponsive schooner veers sharply to port in the path of the Wasp. Stuart slides down the sail and lands at the wheel. He spins it starboard and brings the Wasp around the schooner's stern. Stuart crosses the finish line made of international flags.
Who is that mouse, anyway?
That's no mouse, that's my brother.
Stuart sails into the basin and waves to the crowd. At home, George holds a pewter globe trophy with a sailboat on top. Stuart sits in the boat. George and Stuart, in white dinner jackets and black bow ties, descend the stairs.
You know what? This calls for a picture.
Frederick, Eleanor, George, and Stuart pose in front of the fireplace.
What's wrong?
Well, it's just, you four look great together.
This is the happiest moment of my life. I feel 10 inches tall.
I'll get that.
Mr. Little.
Yes?
Down here.
Frederick sees two mice.
Very sorry to disturb you at your lovely abode.
I hope we're not intruding.
My name's Reginald Stout. This is my wife, Camille.
An extreme pleasure.
We're looking for Stuart.
Are you friends of his?
Well, not exactly.
Fellow yachtsman?
Guess again.
Reggie, just tell him.
We're his parents.
Reggie takes a peanut.
Reggie, stop it. It's so good to see you again, Stuart. There's so much we have to catch up on.
Why didn't you want me?
Stuart, it shames me to say this, but you weren't born into a prosperous home.
That's right. We couldn't feed you, dear.
Couldn't feed him? How much could he eat?
George, please.
Letting you go was the toughest choice we ever made.
It was?
Yes. But now we can be a family again.
Absolutely. Are these salted?
Dear, the children?
George, Stuart, I think we need to talk to the Stouts alone.
George carries Stuart in his cupped hand.
Don't worry. Mom and Dad will take care of it.
Mr. and Mrs. Stout, I'm afraid there's been a mistake.
Right.
Stuart can't leave with you. He's
one of the family.
Exactly.
You may feel like he's family, but he'll never really be family.
You may not realize it, but I'm sure he does.
There's something you'll never be able to give him, because you're human. No offense.
It's a place that you'll never be able to fill.
An empty space.
Mom. Dad. You want me to leave?
No.
Oh, dear. We just want what's best for you.
But Stuart lives here.
George, come on. This is hard for all of us.
This stinks!
George retreats to the basement.
I don't understand. I thought it was in a fairy tale.
Fairy tales are made-up stories, Stuart. This is real. This is about where you belong.
Please come home, Stuart. Your real home.
You're gonna love it, son. We live on a golf course. We look right over the ninth fairway.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Hey! Taxi! What's a mouse have to do to get a cab in this city?
Stuart carries his suitcase to the front porch.
You'll speak to George for me, won't you? I'd hate to say goodbye to a basement door.
Of course.
Taxi! Yo! Yo, taxi! Time to go, Stuart.
Well, goodbye.
Eleanor scoops Stuart up.
We love you.
Yeah. I love you too, Mom. Mrs. Little.
Frederick takes Stuart from Eleanor. He drops Stuart with his case to the curb.
Boy, that looks heavy. You need some help with that? Camille?
Oh.
Frederick, let's do something.
What?
Let's just make them go away. We're bigger than they are. We'll see. Go, shoot!
You're not being rashed.
Rational, schmational. Something about this is not right. I just know it.
Look at them. They just fit.
So what? I have shoes that fit and I hate them. As Stuart's mother, I ought to...
But you're not. She is.
Stuart! Wait!
George?
I want you to have this.
Oh, George. Not the Roadster, George. You love this car. I couldn't.
I want you to.
Thanks, George.
I wish you didn't have to go. I'm gonna miss you.
I'll miss you too, George.
George joins his parents on the steps. Stuart waves from the rear window of the Roadster. Eleanor rests her hand on George's shoulder. The car crosses the street and enters the darkened park. George runs into the house. Eleanor picks up Snowbell and enters the house. George is asleep, still dressed and wearing his glasses. Eleanor removes them.
I had a bad dream. I dreamt that Stuart left with his real parents and never came back. Oh, no!
On the Brooklyn Bridge.
When the moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie, that's a mauler.
Sing with me, Stuart!
When the seems to shine like you've had too much.
You'll have to tell me your favorite food so I can fix them for you, Stuart.
What for? You can't cook.
But I can learn. We're a family now. And there's a lot of adjustments we're all going to have to make. Right, Reggie?
Right, Camille.
They enter a miniature golf course.
Well, there we are, Stewie. The family home.
The family home.
Now, mind you, this is just our summer place. Wintertime, we live in a crawl space above a delicatessen. You like corned beef, Stewie?
How's it prepared?
Prepared? It drops out of a fat guy's mouth. We grab it and run.
Sounds like an acquired taste.
Acquired taste? I love this kid.
Your new bedroom, Stuart.
I hope you like it. Well, good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Hey, I'm serious about those bed bugs. Keep an eye open.
Stuart looks out the arched window of his tower room to the skyline of the city. Morning at the Little House. Eleanor folds towels. She finds the shirt of Stuart's. Her eyes fill with tears. Downstairs.
It's very kind of you to come and check on us like this.
Well, actually, I had something to tell you. But first, how are things going?
Oh, it's been difficult.
Difficult?
No, very difficult.
Very difficult.
Worse.
Worse than very difficult?
Eleanor pets Nobel.
Yes, it's been almost...
unbearable.
Just the word I was looking for.
Oh, maybe this isn't a good time then. You see, I came over to give you some news.
What type of news?
They had an accident.
Who?
Stuart's parents.
Snowbell's eyes widen.
Oh, my goodness. Are they all right?
No. They didn't make it.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Well, apparently, they were grocery shopping, canned food aisle. There was an unsteady pyramid of cans, and it collapsed. It took 3 bag boys to dig them out. They had to identify them by their dental records.
Oh, how horrible.
Cream of mushroom soup, 2-for-1 sale. That's a very heavy soup.
How is Stuart taking it?
Well, he doesn't know.
You mean no one's told him?
Does he have to know?
Well, 6 months after they don't come back from shopping, isn't he going to wonder where they went?
But they've been gone for years.
Years? How is that possible?
Because they died years ago. Which part is confusing you?
Stuart's parents came and took him away 3 days ago.
3 days ago? Stuart's parents died in a tragic cream mushroom soup incident years ago. I just told you.
Dear, we have to take this up with the police.
Night outside the Little's house.
Mrs. Little, I'm Detective Sherman. This is my partner, Detective Allen. We understand your son is missing.
Thank you for coming.
We would like to take down some information.
Certainly.
Name?
Our name?
Are you missing?
No.
The boy's name?
Stuart.
Stuart Little.
Last seen?
In the back of a roadster, heading toward the park.
Height?
3 inches.
Weight?
6 ounces.
Weight?
6 ounces?
No, weight. I mean, stop. Let's go back to the height.
3 inches.
3 inches.
Did we mention he's a mouse? No, I don't think so.
They know about the Stouts. They know about the Stouts. The jig is up. What
hey,
are we going to do?
Get a hold of yourself. What are you talking
Listen,
about?
Barry, I'm in big. I'm in deep poopy-doo.
Calm down. Calm down. Don't get your fur in a bunch. All we need is a new plan.
We do what we should have done in the first place. You scratch him out.
Scratch him out?
But, Smokey, the police are involved. I don't want to get kicked out of my house. I'm not a street cat, I'm a house cat. I don't want to lose my furry basket or my tinkle ball that I push across the floor with my nose.
No, buddy, pull yourself together.
It's settled. Stuart Little gets scratched tonight.
Smokey's amber eyes gleam. At the Littles, police investigators gather evidence.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Mr. and Mrs. Little, you'll have to come downtown.
In the lineup room, a 6-foot policeman stands before a height chart.
Turn to the left.
Next to him are 5 white mice wearing orange jumpsuits.
Anything?
No.
Next group.
Detective Sherman, what are our chances of seeing Stuart again?
You want it straight?
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, in that case, Stuart's probably home right now waiting for you.
He grins broadly.
Huh. Maybe we should hear it a little straighter than that.
Okay. In a case like this, if the kidnappers have not called by now, then they're not interested in money.
What are they interested in?
Kicks.
Exactly. It's my guess these two sickos are on some kind of cross-country mouse-killing spree.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you can kiss this boy goodbye.
Oh!
Thank you, Detective.
Yeah, it's over. The things I've seen. Phil, where is that book on the grisly photos? Believe me, you don't want to see this.
Uh-huh, no. Well...
It'll only take a second.
Detective Allen opens a large black album.
Whoa, right off the bat, look at this one. This one kept me awake for weeks.
Oh!
They share the picture with the Littles at the golf course. Camille waits as Reggie parks the Roadster.
What do they want?
Where's the boy?
Oh, no.
Camille looks up to Stuart's tower.
Stuart, wake up. Get dressed.
Why?
We're taking you for a ride.
Where are we going?
Some friends of ours have gathered just to meet you.
A gathering? What should I wear?
It doesn't matter. Wear anything.
Is it formal?
Just put something on.
Why is Mom crying? Mom, I'm not angry at you for putting me up for adoption. And now that I'm a stout again, I'll always be here to take care of you. Because that's what families do. Mom, they take care of each other.
Ow!
Tell him the truth!
Out on the battlements.
You made a deal with a cat?
He had us cornered at the bottom of a cup on the 5th hole.
It was curtains.
So you agreed to pose as my parents?
Yes.
You lied and cheated?
Yes.
You took me away from the Littles, just when we were all so happy.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
I think you missed something. Let me go over it again.
That's why I've been feeling so sad. That's why I keep thinking of them. I'm not a stout. I'm a Little. I'm Stuart Little. I'm Stuart Little!
Stuart, please. You have to listen to us. The cats have decided you're too risky to keep around anymore. They ordered us to hand you over to them. As your fake father, I order you to run.
I'll go home.
Home? No, no. That's miles from here. And it's dark out. And every cat in the city is looking for it.
Besides, you could get lost.
No. No, I can't. Every Little in the world can find a Little house.
Stuart speeds off in the Roadster.
Bye, fake father! Bye, fake mother!
Goodbye, fake son.
Goodbye, Stuart.
I'm gonna miss that boy.
I'm gonna miss that car.
The Little's house at night.
George.
I think we have to
tell him.
Right
here. 627
Fifth Avenue, I need
3 cats.
I'm the glue man.
Here's $500.
What's going on?
We're making posters.
We're going to put them up all over the city.
That's right. They describe Stuart and offer a reward if anyone finds him.
Isn't it wonderful? It was all George's idea.
George.
That'll stop trying. Right, Dad?
Listen, I'm afraid this isn't going to work.
Why not?
because there's no picture. We need a picture of Stuart.
The family photo.
Stuart crosses the bridge.
Smokey!
Hey, Smokey!
Keep it down.
Hey, it's me, Lucky. I just heard from the Brooklyn Cats. Bad news. The stout squealed.
I knew those mice were rats.
The kid's on his way home. What do we do?
No problem. He's got to go through the park, right? Let's meet him and have ourselves a little picnic.
Oh, great. I'll bring herring.
Hey, moron! The mouse is the picnic.
Stuart drives through Times Square and into the park. Stuart cruises through the deserted park, sniffing the air. He comes to a fork in the path, stops, and gets out of the car.
Every little in the world can find the little house. I'm a little lost.
A cat prowls in a tree. Stuart inches back to the car. Smokey is illuminated by the headlights.
How you doing? You must be Stuart.
Actually, I must be going.
What's your hurry, Murray?
Yeah, where you going, Murray? Stuart. What's his name?
Stuart bolts in reverse, downhill and into the brush.
Hey! Come back here, you little rabbit!
He's getting away!
Lucky, Red, get him! Come on!
Come on, babe! He's going backwards!
We got him! Come on, we got him!
I got him, Smokey! No, I got him! No, he's not!
The only thing you guys got are big mouths, so shut up and run!
The road ends. Stuart drives off, spinning in midair. And falls into the leaf-strewn road below. Cats follow without pause as Stuart tries to restart the car.
We gotta go.
Come on. Oh. Oh. Ow. I got him!
Get him!
Stuart races down an uneven gully through a broken iron grate. The cats pursue down the drainage pipe.
I hope he runs out of gas!
I hope you do!
Why don't you run in the back?
I can't help it! I have a nervous stomach!
And I have an empty stomach! Now get that mouse!
The pipe ends and Stuart tries to stop. Stuart flies out of the plummeting car.
Did you see that? Nobody could have survived that. Right, boss?
Yeah. The mouse is sleeping with the fishes.
Long, wet nap.
Stuart surfaces.
Hey! The sewer rat's alive! After him!
No way. I'm a cat. I don't do water.
All right, Red, you go.
Oh, no. You want to do water, hire a Spaniard.
I don't believe this. What are you guys, a bunch of house cats?
Stuart climbs on top of his suitcase and drifts away from the cats.
Oh, no!
He floats toward a waterfall.
Oh, dear!
As his suitcase starts to fall, Stuart leaps to iron bars and struggles to hang on. In front of the littles.
Crenshaw, Tina, Uncle Stretch, you go uptown. Cover as many streets as you can. Edgar, Beatrice, Spencer, you take downtown. Every side street and back alley.
All right.
Estelle, you better go with them.
Where do I go?
You come with us. We're going to circle the park.
Eleanor carries a stack of flyers. Stuart emerges from the storm drain.
We'll be making a lot of stops. Yeah.
As the Littles leave in a cab, he turns around.
I made it. I can't believe it. I'm home. Mom, Dad, I'm coming!
Stuart dashes across the street, up the stairs, and into the house through the mail slot.
Mom! Dad! George! It's me, Stuart! I'm back! Mom! Dad! George! Where is everybody?
There's nobody else here. It's just you and me, kid.
Where'd they go?
Movies, I think.
Movies?
Oh, yeah. Ever since you left, it's just movies, parties, roller skating, amusement parks. They're having the time of their lives.
They are?
Oh, sure. Stuart, I hate to have to tell you this, but they're celebrating.
Celebrating what?
Can't you guess?
No.
They were just so happy to get rid of you.
That's a lie. I don't believe that.
Oh, boy. I wish I could spare you this. This is gonna break your little heart. Look up there.
At what?
Snowbell hops up to the mantle.
See for yourself.
Stuart climbs up after him. His ears droop. Stuart sees the family portrait, with a square cut out where his face had been.
They did that right after you left. Mrs. Little said, "Who wants to look at that face anymore?"
She did?
Yeah.
And George?
She gave it to him, and he tore it up.
Stuart winces.
He did?
Yeah. I'd give you the pieces, but Mr. Little set them on fire.
Stuart shakes his head.
I tried to warn you, Stuart. I told you it wasn't going to work out.
I should have known. It was too good to be true.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know. I guess I'll just...
Leave immediately? Good idea. I'll tell the family you dropped by. Although, it'll probably just make them sick.
His shoulders slump. He nods his head, turns and rubs his nose. Tear trickles down his cheek.
Bye, Snowbell.
Goodbye, buddy. This is killing me.
Snowbell smirks.
George.
But I'm almost done.
Come on, it's getting late. Time to go home.
I don't think I missed a single tree.
You did a great job.
It was a good idea, wasn't it?
You bet it was.
It's a really good picture of Stuart.
I don't think you could take a bad picture of Stuart.
Now all we have to do is wait until somebody calls and tells us where Stuart is.
Right.
Eleanor strokes George's cheek and glances at a somber-faced Frederick. He puts his hand on George's knee. Stuart, shoulder sagging, drifts to the entrance of the park. Stops, takes a last look at the little house before he disappears. In the living room, George checks the phone. Outside the Littles.
Hey, Snow! One of the guys spotted Stuart in the park. Smokey sent me to get you.
Gee, Monty, I'm in for the night. It's late. Besides, Stuart is gone. Can't we just give the kid a break?
Of course we could give him a break. First we'll break his little arms, then we'll break his little legs, and then we'll take a break. But first we gotta find him. Come on, we gotta run.
Why do we have to run? What is it, festival seating?
In the park.
Come on! Come on! I think we're getting closer. I could smell them.
Sorry, Smokey, that was me.
Didn't your mothers warn you not to go into Central Park at night?
My mother was the reason you didn't go into Central Park at night.
Yeah, you tell him, Smokey. Yeah,
she was one tough broad. She was a saint.
Quick question. Who knows CPR?
There are mouse prints going everywhere.
How are we going to find them?
We'll follow them one at a time. It'll take us a week, but we'll find them.
No, stupid. We'll split up and go in different directions.
What a play.
You guys go ahead. I'll just collapse right here.
Snowbell spies Stuart in a bird's nest in a tree.
Oh. Stuart, is that you? What are you doing up there?
I'm settling in.
Look, Stuart, you gotta get out of here. This is Central Park. It's dark out. There are hungry cats all over the place.
Hey, look, it's your pal Monty. What's he doing here?
Shh, he'll hear you. Why shouldn't he hear me?
Snowbell, buddy, what are you doing up there?
Oh, no. Perfect.
Hey, you found him. Attaboy! Hey, everybody! Over here! Hey, guys! Snow found him!
Nice going, house cat. Just for that, when we carve up the mouse, you get the big half.
Big half? Snowbell, well, what's he talking about? Do you know those cats?
Well, not really. We went to a few parties, but...
What's the matter? What are you waiting for?
Come on, buddy, bring him down. I'm starving.
Oh.
Snowbell.
Sorry, kid.
Snowbell, wait, no, stop. Wait, no, put me down.
Buddy, hit me, I'm open. I'll break his fall with my mouth.
I guess you do know him.
Hey, let him go. I can almost taste him. What are you waiting for?
Huh? Hey, where are you going?
He's talking to Mouse. He ain't cheering.
Get him.
Come on, let's go. Let's get him. Yes.
Go, go.
He's getting away. Where's he going?
So, watch it, watch it. Where are you going?
Hey, hold that branch for me. Ow, out of my face.
Get him.
Snowbell. You saved me?
Yeah, yeah. Look, let's get one thing straight. I'm doing this for the Littles, all right? They love you. George loves you. They're all miserable without you.
But, Snowbell, you said...
I know what I said. I lied, okay? Welcome to Manhattan. I'm the one that hates you.
Ah, Snowbell. You do care.
Stuart hugs Snowbell's leg.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's enough.
Snow, what's he doing to your leg? I can't help but think this is wrong.
What's going on here?
Look, Smokey, call me fickle, but I want to call this whole thing off, okay?
Too late.
Come on, Smokey. Can't we talk it over? You know, Stuart's not so bad once you get to know him, and he's got his own car.
Careful, house cat. You're asking for it.
Snow, what are you doing? Come on, he's just a mouse.
He's not just a mouse. He's family.
Oh, yeah. I can see the resemblance.
Smokey's tail twitches.
Is that what you think? You have to look alike to be family?
Huh?
You don't have to look alike. You don't even have to like each other. Look at Snowbell. He hates me, and still, he's trying to save me. Sure, you'll probably scratch him up pretty bad. You'll tear him to shreds. You may even kill him. But Snowbell will not run away, and that is what family is all about. Right, Snow?
Maybe family's too strong a word.
Scratch them both.
Both?
Stuart jumps on Snowbell and unfastens his collar.
Hey, it's me you want. Come and get me.
Here we go.
Stuart flings one end of the collar over a branch and slides down.
Get him!
Hey, hurry up! He's getting away! Watch it, out of my pocket! Get him! Out of the way!
Stuart drops the collar and dangles from a branch as the collar falls into water below.
Where is he? Did he fall in the water?
I don't know. I saw something hit.
Man, did you see that? Gone. He just disappeared. Hey, there he is!
Huh?
Up there! He's too far. I can't reach him. In that case, you can all go home. Prowl safely.
Stewart's branch lowers.
Here you go, boys. Dinner's served.
All right, Smokey, way to go!
Oh, dear.
Look, it's Mouse on a Stick. I love Mouse on a Stick.
A little further. Keep coming, keep coming. Right, I can almost reach him. Keep it coming. I got him. He's mine.
Ah!
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. The branch is gonna...
Well, what have we got here?
Snow, don't come out here. The branch is breaking.
Stewart, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Just hang on. I'll take it from here.
Huh? Take what?
Whoa!
Hey, come on, Snow. You wouldn't do this to me. Not your old buddy.
Don't worry, buddy. I'm sure you'll land.
Snow, what are you doing? No, don't wait, Chuck. Oh, wait, I gotta ask you something.
Dog paddle? I'd rather drown. I had my fur just the way I like it.
Oh, man. I'll be licking myself for days.
How could he do this to me? After all we've meant to each other. I mean, I love that guy. And, oh, hey, you guys, wait up for me!
Pack up the pineapple, Stewart. This luau's over.
Thanks, Nobel. You were great.
Well, it must have been quite a show from up there.
Snowbell.
Those cats think they're so tough.
Snowbell.
I guess I showed them. Not bad for a house cat.
Not bad for a dead house cat.
Smokey creeps up from behind.
Say goodnight, Tinkerbell.
Hey, Smokey!
His name is Snowbell.
Stewart releases the top branch.
Oh, this water's cold. I can't believe this. Beaten by a mouse and his pet cat. What could be worse?
Little high, little low. Little hay, little ho. Let's go home.
Stewart rides on Snowbell's back.
You know, Snow, I don't know how to thank you.
How about not kicking me in the sides? I'm beginning to bruise.
Oh, sorry. I was getting excited. I've never ridden a cat bareback before.
Yeah, well, don't get used to it. Hold on, cowboy. Whoop!
Snowbell springs up to the handrail.
Well, here we are, partner. End of the line.
And on to the windowsill.
Thanks for the ride.
Don't mention it. Ever.
Stewart looks through the window. Frederick pokes the fire. George is asleep in Eleanor's lap, clutching the phone. Frederick lifts George onto his shoulder. George wakes.
Stewart!
They run to the window and open it.
Mom! Dad! George!
I miss you all, okay?
So much! I thought I'd never see you again.
I don't understand. How did you manage it?
Every little in the world can find the little house. In Snowbell. I just couldn't have done it without him.
Eleanor picks up Snowbell.
Oh, really?
What's the matter?
I was just thinking.
What, dear?
That this is how people look.
At the end of a fairy tale.
Yeah. Exactly.
Stewart hops onto Frederick's open hand. They close the window and leave. George returns and pulls down the yellow window shade. Words appear. The end. Your narrator has been Lucy Hagen. Description written by Terry Grossman. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. You're